What do you think this is? You tell me what this is. You know what this is, right? Sailboat. And a few days ago, or a little more than a week ago, I was on a sailboat in a lake, and we were sailing, and it pulled one of the sails, this jib, which is the one out front. We pulled it tight, and it ripped. And it ripped almost all the way across. And we had to take it down because it was flapping all over. It wasn't doing anything. And without that sail, it's really hard to get back. It just the boat doesn't go as fast. It had the mainsail, but it just needs more power. And we finally made it back against the wind, and we made it. But you know, that was a little sail on a little boat in a little lake. But you know what? It reminded me of a story I heard a while back about a big sail on a big boat in the ocean. I'm going to tell you that story. It's kind of a scary story, so I'm going to kind of warn you ahead of time. But it was a story about Tammy and Richard, and they love to sail. They love to be on the boat, and they love boats. They just love to be on the ocean. They like to go port to port, and they were traveling around, and they were fairly young, but they just loved to travel, and they met each other. Richard was from England, and Tammy was from San Diego, and they met each other out somewhere, and they just both really loved to sail, and they loved each other, too, and they got engaged to get married, and they were in Tahiti at the time, and they met a couple that was also from England, and this couple needed someone to get their boat back to get to San Diego because they had to cut their vacation short and go back to England. And so they asked Tammy and Richard if they'd take their sailboat back to San Diego. And at first Tammy thought, no, I don't want to go back home. We have plans. We're going to sail. They had dreams to sail the world together, and they had places to go, but Richard thought it was a good idea because they were going to pay quite a bit of money, and they were going to pay for their airfare back to Tahiti and everything, and they were thinking about their future together, and they both decided that they would take this sailboat back to San Diego. So they got on the boat, they said goodbye, they started sailing. It was a beautiful day. There's no storms or anything predicted. It was just great, and they started sailing, but you know, just about a few days into their journey, they pulled one of the sails and did the same thing. It ripped, the big one, the Ginny out front, and they had to take it down. Now, fortunately, they had another sail that they could put up. It wasn't quite as big, but it worked. And they had other little things happening, you know, one of the radios went out and stuff like that. But they were doing okay until 20 days. Now, it was going to take 30 days to get to San Diego. 20 days in their journey, they ran into a big hurricane. I mean, huge, Category 4 Hurricane Raymond. They tried everything to get rid of it because they knew it was brewing out there. But it kept changing directions, and they couldn't go as fast as they wanted to, and they got stuck in this hurricane, and I mean, it was bad. I mean, 50-foot swells that were crashing on their boat. It was tossing that 44-foot sailboat around like it was a little toy, and it was so bad that Richard was worried for Tammy. He loved her, and he wanted her to be safe, so he told her to put emergency gear and go in the cabin, and she did that, but you know, and he tethered himself to the boat so in case he wouldn't get thrown overboard. But it wasn't that safe in the cabin. And as soon as Tammy went down there, she got slammed against something, and it knocked her out. It hit her head and knocked her unconscious, and she was unconscious for 27 hours. So when she woke up, she thought, oh, it's only been a few hours, because she looked at the clock, but it was a whole day and a few hours. And when she woke up, she didn't know where she was. There was all this water in the boat. She thought the boat had sprung a leak, which it didn't, fortunately. And she went up to look for Richard, and he was gone. The ring that held the tether on had snapped, and he was lost. And she was so sad. And not only that, but the boat was a mess. All the main mast and everything had broken off. It was all the sails were down. They were all in the water. There's no way she could get the sails up. The fuel tanks had gone off the boat. The motor, they had a little motor on it, but that thing wouldn't even start. I mean, she was stuck out there in the middle of the ocean with nothing. And she had lost Richard, and she was so sad, and she didn't know what to do. And all of a sudden, she heard this voice come up. And it was a very steady voice that it didn't talk a lot to her, but it said things like, Tammy, take care of that wound on your head. She had a big gash on her head, and she had a big gash on her leg. And so she patched it up and bandaged it as best she could. And it said things like, Tammy, you got to eat something. And sometimes she would fight with the voice. She was so sad. Her stomach was in knots. She was scared. And she would say, no, you know. But then she would do what the voice said. And she ate something. And, you know, one day the voice said, you got to cut all these sails off. So she cut all the sails, all the hardware and everything. She had to cut it off because it was just dragging the boat down. And there's no way she could pull it up. And the next day it said, Tammy, get up. You got to get this boat going. You got to get it going. And she's like, how am I going to do that? And she found, she knew how to sail really well. And she knew all about sailing the sailboats. And she rigged something up with a little sail that she found that hadn't gotten swept over. And it's a pole from the spinnaker. And she put it up. And it was only about 6 feet high. She kind of raised it up to about 9 feet. It was a little tiny sail for that big boat. But it was better than nothing. And she had the strings, the ropes to control it from the cockpit. And it was actually, she was actually going more than she had been before. And she navigated, she looked at the sun, and she plotted her course, and she got a bearing, and she was trying to head to Hawaii, which was more than 1,000 miles away, but she thought that would be the best route because that's where the currents would take her, and she knew she didn't have a lot of power in that boat. And so she would navigate every day, and she would, sometimes she'd get so sad missing Richard, and she would hear that voice, and it would encourage her, and say, you're doing okay, don't worry about Richard, and it would help her. And after 41 days after that hurricane, she ended up getting near what she thought was Hawaii. And it looked like Hawaii, and it was Hawaii. And she was there. And she was, if she had navigated just a little bit off, she could have missed that island and she'd be out headed for China. But it was Hawaii, and she got closer, and there was a Japanese vessel, research vessel that saw her. She was waving Richard's red t-shirt, and they found her, and they took her back, and they rescued her. And you know what? She wasn't sure what that voice was. She thought maybe it was her guardian angel. Maybe she thought it was coming from herself, but then it wasn't from herself. And you know, I think at the end, when she looked back, she knew that that voice was from who? It was from God. He was helping her that whole way. He was with her. You know, it says in the Bible, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. And you know what? We need to listen to that voice. Have any of you heard that? Sometimes that voice can talk to you, and it can say, you know what? That's not very nice what you did. You should go apologize. Or maybe sometimes we can hear the voice and it says, you know, you should stop what you're doing and help that person. They need help right now. Or, you know, your friends are doing that, but, you know, that's not a good thing for you to do. Okay? So when you hear that voice speaking to you and it's saying good things and positive things and things that you know are right, we should listen to that because that's what saved Tammy. Okay? And that's how God talks to us sometimes, okay? Let's bow our heads and say a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for being with us no matter where we are in this world and for helping us even in the worst situations that we can find ourselves in. And we thank you that your voice is there. Help us to hear it. Help us to listen to it. Help us to follow what you want, which is goodness for all of us. And we thank you for that, we pray. Amen.